Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal to the metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the USA Audio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. Your host with the most is Wayne Allen Root. And yeah, you're noticing something peculiar about Wayne's voice because it's not Wayne. My name is Lee Elsie and I am broadcasting live and in person from my home base in the Constitution State known as Connecticut. Wayne's got the first hour off. He's given a big speech somewhere, but he will be here in exactly 60 minutes. As always, Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing the buttons, spinning the dials, blowing on the windmills to make sure that they roll so that we can be broadcasting from one coast to another. You can email me, leelcradio@gmail.com. That would be wonderful if you did that. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. That would be a lot of fun. And also, if you'd like, you can go on to The Voice of Freedom on Facebook and click a like and be part of that as well. So I'm going to start this afternoon by talking about race. Yeah, I'm going to play the race card. When you think about racial equality and civil rights, which political party comes to mind? Is it the Republicans? Or is it the Democrats? Most people would probably say the Democrats, but that answer is 100% incorrect. The Democrat Party defended slavery, started the Civil War, opposed Reconstruction, founded the Ku Klux Klan, imposed segregation, perpetrated lynchings, and fought against the Civil Rights Acts of the 50s and the 60s. That's the Democrat Party. And in contrast, the Republican Party was founded in 1854 with an anti-slavery platform. Its mission was to stop the spread of slavery, stop it into the new Western territories with the aim of abolishing it entirely. This effort, however, was dealt a major blow by the Supreme Court in 1857, a case, Dred Scott versus Sanford. The court ruled that slaves aren't citizens, they're property. By the way, the seven justices who voted for slavery were all Democrats. The two justices who dissented, both Republicans. Following this, we had a bloody, bloody Civil War. The commander-in-chief of that war was the first Republican president. You might have heard of him. Got a $5 bill or a penny in your pocket, you'll see it's Abraham Lincoln, the man who is credited with freeing the slaves. 6 days after the Confederate Army surrendered, John Wilkes Booth, a Democrat, assassinated President Lincoln. And during the era of Reconstruction, federal troops stationed in the South helped secure rights for the newly freed slaves. Hundreds of black men were elected to Southern state legislatures as Republicans, and 22 black Republicans served in the Congress by the year 1900. The Democrats did not elect a black man to Congress until 1935. But after Reconstruction ended, when the federal troops went home. Democrats roared back into power in the South. They quickly reestablished white supremacy across the region with measures like black codes, laws that restricted the ability of blacks to own property and run businesses. And they also used a variety of measures to subvert the black citizens' right to vote. And how was all this enforced? It was enforced by terror. Much of it by the Ku Klux Klan. Founded by a Democrat, Nathan Bedford Forrest. In effect, the Klan was a military force serving the interests of the Democrat Party. A few decades later, the only serious congressional opposition to the landmark Civil Rights Acts of 1964 came, you guessed it, from Democrats. 80% of Republicans in Congress supported the bill. Less than 70% of Democrats did. Democrat senators filibustered the bill for 75 days until Republicans mustered the few extra votes needed to break the logjam. So now, the Democrat Party prospers on the votes of the very people it has spent much of its history oppressing. Let me play you some audio from Candace Owens.
What Black America is actually suffering from, how we got here, is because of extreme welfareism, which brings me to Martin Luther King Jr., who believes in the radical redistribution of wealth. Yes, an element of Marxism in which he supported. We'll just take money from people and redistribute it. And an era was born. Lyndon Baines Johnson, an avowed racist that sat in the White House, said, what about the Great Society Act? What about if the government incentivized you to behave poorly so that you could never get ahead in life? And here's the truth. And I really want you to listen here. Don't be offended, because it is a fact. Black Americans were outpacing white Americans in this country in terms of economic growth before the dissolution of Jim Crow policies. Why? Because our families were together. And after the government got involved, and after they insisted on welfare policies and the radical redistribution of wealth, everything came down. What's happened since? Well, it's what LBJ predicted when he said that he would have those N-words voting Democrat for the next 60 years.
Democrats falsely claim, and they have always falsely claimed, that the Republican Party is the villain, when in reality, it's the failed policies of the Democrat Party that have kept black people down. Massive government welfare has decimated the black family. Opposition to school choice has kept blacks trapped in failing schools. Politically correct policing has left black neighborhoods defenseless against violent crime. So when you think about racial equality and civil rights, which party should actually come to mind? I wanted to talk about this today, at least for the first hour, because on social media, different accounts, Instagram in particular, I'm constantly labeled a racist by ignorant, insecure, guilty white people. I don't think any black person has ever called me a racist, ever, except for maybe Cliff and maybe Frank, who listen to the show every single day, which is sad. It's the upper middle class white elitist progressives who continue to beat this narrative into the ground over and over and over again. This white guilt built on a broken education system, which feeds into this narrative and causes continued disruption and disharmony, not only within our local community, but across the country as well. I am so sure, 100% sure, that if policies that were devised and developed by Republicans were enacted, or at the very least, conservatives were enacted, the split, the racial split, the economic racial split in this country would evaporate. It would. But the Democrats have, as Candace Owens so eloquently pointed out, they have figured it out. They have figured out a way to keep the people of color down. They've done it. They've done it since the beginning, and they continue to do it now. I don't really understand why, if you are someone of color, why you would continue to go down a road that doesn't work for you. I don't get it. I don't. And this is what Republican candidates have to figure out a way around. You have got to go to places where folks of color are hanging out, or where they live, or where they shop, or where they go have dinner, and get across from a table face to face and say, what exactly is it that you're looking for from leadership? What do you want? You may be surprised. Maybe some of them say to be left alone, to be allowed personal and individual freedoms like everyone else. And then maybe you can cultivate that and move forward and push forward. And instead of having this dependency society that has been cultivated and grown to this monstrous animal that it is right now, maybe we can get back to the founder's original intent that you are what you make your life. And it's really that simple. So once again, my name is Lee Elsie, first hour filling in. Tonight's surprise fill-in for the great Wayne Allen Root, who will be here in a little less than 60 minutes now. All right, we'll take a short break. We'll come right back. I also want to talk a little bit about something Victor Davis Hanson had to say. And we'll chat about that this hour as well. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's winter sale, up to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping for a limited time. The all-new MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Dream Sheets, Designer My Towels, My Slippers, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new My Mattress Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with promo code WAR for Wayne Allen Root. You can also receive great offers on Mike Liddell's products at MyStore.com, also with promo code WAR. At MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off right now at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com during MyPillow's winter sale. And be sure to use promo code WAR at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code WAR. Hi, Wayne Allen Root, and I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable three-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all three products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what What are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Allyn sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back, USA Audio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, the official fill-in host for Wayne Allyn Root. I think I can call myself the official fill-in host for Wayne Allyn Root. It's been like, what, 5 or 6 years now, Christopher? Something like that. When Wayne is out, I am in, and always honored to do so. Wayne's actually hosting Real America's Voice, or he's doing a segment kind of strangling his time right now, but he will be here after the top of the hour, so stick around for all of that. If you're waiting up for Wayne Allyn Root, it won't be much longer. You'll have him to listen to again in a mere 45 minutes or so. But for now, I want to tell you about a couple things going on around the world. Organizations deep in Lebanon, fighter jets recently attacked two military headquarters and apparently did significant damage. The attacks were carried out in response to launches carried out by terrorist organizations, Hezbollah, towards the north of the country earlier yesterday morning. In addition, earlier today, a military structure in the Al-Hahim area and terrorist infrastructure were also attacked and destroyed. So the back and forth they go. I had a guest on this morning, a smart guy, wrote a column, though, a pro-Palestinian column, anti-Israel column, and was calling for a ceasefire. And I ran out of time in our conversation this morning, but again, I can't emphasize this enough. Those of us who are looking through this with the lens that you want an end result that's beneficial for our closest ally, and you also want the least amount of life lost. But the big picture of this is, and again, I know this is redundant, but I'll say it again since we're talking about this. Israel has a right to defend themselves. And in defending themselves, if they feel that they've been pushed to the ultimate edge. And the ultimate edge was what happened on October 7th when 1,200 of their people were slaughtered. And numbers were, untold numbers were taken hostage, some still hostage all these months later. Israel made a decision that in response to what you've done to us, we are going to kill every single member of Hamas. That is the gauntlet that they threw down, and Israel picked it up and said, okay, you're going to rape and pillage and burn and crucify and kill and slaughter our citizens. We are going to destroy you. That's the decision that they made, and that is what they're trying to do. Now, again, not to sound overly redundant, we've talked about this before. Hamas hides behind their civilians. Israel needs to kill Hamas. Really, the only way, at least the only way I know of, that we have technically to do that, is to bomb them into oblivion. Israel, as far as I know, has taken every single opportunity to warn civilians when these bombs are coming and to get out of the way. But when you're hiding behind your women and children, under hospitals, under schools, under places of worship, there's only so much that Israel can do. If you're in charge of a country and your country is relying on you to protect their citizens, that's the difference between the United States and Israel. We don't protect our own citizens. We bring and invite in more citizens. Our president has decided that our citizens, the United States citizens, are expendable. So he has decided to replace all of us with foreigners. And that's what's happening at the southern border. At least in Israel, Netanyahu decided, no, my citizens are valuable. You can't just slaughter my citizens. In response, I'm going to devastate you. And they have. Now, it's very sad, and I say that with complete sincerity. It's incredibly sad that this many, you want to call them innocent Palestinians, have perished in the bombings? Okay, I'll give you that. It's incredibly sad that this has happened. But this is something that is a direct result of Hamas leadership. Again, hiding behind women and children. There is nothing, nothing on the face of this earth that's more deplorable than that. And yet time and time and time and time and time again by the idiots here who live in this country, they're given a pass on this issue. In particular, the idiots that inhabit Hollywood. They don't seem to understand. And of course, our college campuses across the country. They don't get it. So I just wanted to throw that out there, that fighting is still happening, even though you might not see it every second of every day on the nightly news. We get the updates from time to time, and I wanted to pass that along to you. All right, let me take a short break. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. He'll be here at the top of the hour. Keep it here, USA Audio Network.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
War now.
U.S. USA News Update. Six charges against former President Trump and other defendants in the Georgia election interference case have been dropped. Georgia Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee dismissed charges related to solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer while keeping the remaining 41-count indictment intact. Around 100 million U.S. TikTok users could have to find a new way to occupy hours of their time as the House has approved a bill that may lead to the banning of the Chinese-owned app. Lawmakers express worries about the potential access of the Chinese government to the personal data of millions of Americans. In the race for California's next senator, Democratic Representative Adam Schiff has been surpassed by Republican Steve Garvey in the latest count. Garvey leads by just under 5,000 votes with 85% of the ballots counted. Both candidates are expected to advance to November, vying for the seat left vacant by Dianne Feinstein. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We'll be right back.
I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, Wayne, please help me. What can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable three-step protocol to remove, repair, and restore. Remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. Nocovidium, fantastic. This, three times better. This is the triple crown of immune repair. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all three products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. That's a 50% discount only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. Disclaimer, these statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back, USA Audio Network. I'm Lee Elsie. Wayne will be here right after the top of the hour. I said earlier I wanted to make this a racially themed hour broadcast, and I ran across this video. It's like 8 minutes long. Victor Davis Hanson. Obviously, I'm not going to play all 8 minutes here. I'm going to play about 90 seconds or so. And I think it perfectly encapsulates where America has devolved. And I think he does a brilliant job breaking down some of the motivation behind it. So this is Victor Davis Hanson, and it's titled The Worst Thing Any President Has Done in My Lifetime.
When Barack Obama came into power, he did something I don't think anybody recognizes, but it was the most deleterious thing in my life that any president's done. He took the binary of the unique African-American experience, which was like no other minority. And that binary had been something that binary since the Civil War and the Civil Rights Movement had been something the United States was working and succeeding in. And he said that it's not just black versus white, it's everybody who is non-white. They're part of a collective. And all of a sudden I noticed that people who were rich farm owners with 10,000 acres from the Punjab, or a third generation Japanese optometrist, or a upper middle class professor from Brazil was telling me that he was diverse. And all of a sudden they were part of this group, and we were all going to find some type of edge. So we had Elizabeth Warren saying she was Native American. We had Rachel Dolezal saying she was black, and it became kind of a parlor game among friends of mine. They said, you know, your children have Oklahoma blood in them. Maybe they're Cherokee. Once you take a DNA and they can get a little edge. Everybody was trying to find some edge. And it shows you how racist we've become, because as you know, in the old South, everybody was doing the opposite. Everybody was scared stiff that somewhere in their past they had black blood, and they had 1/16th was the rule. One drop. If you could trace a African American, then you were considered African American. Now we've gone back to the Confederate idea and just flipped it. But it's still racist. So we are we're tribal people now. And that's, there's no society, whether it's the Balkans or Rwanda, we know where that goes. We know what we have a destiny with, because everybody to survive will start being tribal.
There you go. The one big thing that I take away from that, just the idea that somewhere along the line, America no longer was looking just for the best to do the job, whatever that job was, just get the best person for that job, no matter skin color, sex, religion, whatever it was or is. And we have absolutely lost our way. We now go to the extremes to make sure we find somebody suitable because of the color of their skin and because of their either sexual background or religion or lack thereof. It is a far, far cry from what we originally or should have originally intended, which is the best of the best end up succeeding. If you're lazy and you don't have any initiative, or you're not that smart, or you're not that well-read, or you're not whatever, you don't get that position, or you don't, you know, get that particular job, or you don't get whatever it is that you don't get because you're not willing to work harder than the guy next to you. And that doesn't matter what color you are, or what sex you prefer, or and what God you pray to. And if we ever find that racism, and I'm comfortable, of course, saying this, if we ever find somebody has decided to be prejudiced against someone else because of the color of their skin and won't give them that opportunity, that person should be held responsible to the full extent of the law, whatever it is. But that doesn't work in reverse, right? It's almost laughed off as if it's, you know, you had 200 years of ruling the roost. It's sort of our time. Instead of, let's just let the best people prosper. And everybody else, you can raise your game. It's that simple, no matter what color you are. The United States is the least racist nation on earth. And you can make the argument that it's the least racist country in the history of this planet. Keep in mind, I didn't say America has never been racist. Our list of atrocities in the context of race is disgraceful, demoralizing, and in many cases, indefensible. And everyone always points to slavery as the curse that will forever haunt the soul of this great society. But that stain wasn't conceived nor confined to America. Almost every civilization, from the ancient Egyptians to the Native American Cherokees, all tethered to the shame of enslavement. That's right, all of them. In fact, slavery lives on today. Depending upon which estimate you read, there could be anywhere from 50 to 80 million slaves around the world. I stand by my original statement that America is the least racist country in the world. It may take time, but the United States will always move mountains to rectify injustices. It is my contention that with each passing generation, the very idea that people are judged solely by their skin color fades. This country is changing. It's getting browner and the population growth slows among whites. The result will be a slow death of what the left calls systemic racism. To be clear, systemic racism by definition is a form of racism that is embedded through laws within societies or organizations. It can lead to such issues as discrimination in criminal justice, employment, housing, healthcare, political power, and education. A systemically racist nation would never have elected Barack Obama president. Individuals can harbor racism. But the evolution of this nation has broken and is breaking any framework of the residue and its effects that continue to sit on the surfaces in some institutions. And if our demographics are clearly changing, why is it necessary to bludgeon students with these ideas about critical race theory and everything associated with it? Just teach history. And if you find that there's a teacher that isn't teaching history in its entirety, replace them. Today, students already view the world very differently than their grandparents. But this deep division, this animosity, this idea that somehow there is a large group of people trying to keep another group of people down is just completely inaccurate. Children should not be taught, American children, American school children should not be taught their country is inherently evil. Parents should be demanding history in its entirety again, be taught all history, but it shouldn't serve one racial agenda over another. That's just my thoughts on that area. By the way, speaking of teachers, a scholar who specializes in diversity, equity, and inclusion, who made the comment that whites are psychopaths during a recent guest lecture at the University of California, San Francisco, has drawn outrage and scrutiny. Now, this was about a month ago, as part of Black History Month. DEI expert Dante King, and he gave a few speeches around, but one in particular at the University of California, San Francisco, said diagnosing whiteness and anti-blackness, white psychopathy, collective psychosis, and the trauma of America. Many comments were critical to the scholar's lecture, which also argues that whiteness is rife with delusions and perversion. This teacher also went on to say that the law allows for the white rape of black women. Whites are psychopaths, King said, and their behavior represents an underlying biological transmitted proclivity with roots deep in their evolutionary history. You're allowed to teach. It is widely reported that the U.S. criminal justice system is systemically biased in regard to criminal adjudication based on race and class. Specifically, there is a concern that black and Latino defendants, as well as poorer defendants, receive harsher sentences than whites or Asians or wealthier defendants. So there it is. Pardon the pun, in black and white for you to chew on this afternoon / evening. All right, my name is Lee Elsie. We'll take a short break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered.
This is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution three times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are back. It's USA Audio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. Special guest joining me right now is Stephen Bucci. He's got, over 40 years of military excellence, and we rely on him for just about everything that happens to have something to do with the military. However, I'm going to start today's line of questioning focusing in on the State of the Union. I'm on record saying the Democrats can actually claim a win because he actually finished this speech, as opposed to falling over his tongue, but give me your 60,000-foot view of the president's State of the Union.
Well, the first one, probably the biggest, is here's a guy who campaigned on saying he was going to unify the country. And he made absolutely not just no effort to unify the country. He seemed to go out of his way beyond anybody else, even beyond President Trump at his most, you know, he could be obnoxious sometimes, but Biden really went over the top to be as adversarial towards anyone who disagreed with him at all, you know, right down to telling people they didn't know how to read the bill. That what he's saying is true. There's no doubt in what I'm saying. I mean, he was just really sort of the ultimate grumpy old man. And being a grumpy old man myself, I know what that means. I'm not quite at his level or his age, but you know, he was just nasty the whole way. He made Nancy Pelosi look warm and cuddly.
Yeah, I felt like he was yelling at me for an hour and 10 minutes. I didn't agree with anything that he was saying, and I kept pointing out, that's a lie, that's a lie, that's a lie, that's a lie. But even above that, it was sort of like you're, you know, your grandfather scolding you for, you know, running around on his finely manicured lawn.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. And then, like you say, I mean, he's never had a really close relationship with, you know, truth and accuracy. And that, you know, split continued that night. He just, you know, the economy is in great shape and everybody's fine and everybody is happy with what he's been doing. You know, if he really believes that, then people have really been lying to him and, you know, keeping him in a tighter bubble than we probably thought.
Right.
It's really crazy. Now, they obviously juiced him up with something because he had more energy than he's had since he's been president, you know, for that hour and a half there. You know, he loves to politic. He loves to shake hands. Not sure he really knew who he was shaking hands with most of the time. But his responses during the speech were, were off. Okay, he didn't have any of his, you know, strange Joe Biden language sentences that made absolutely no sense, and he only got that stare like, what's going on here, you know, once or twice, yeah. And it was for shorter periods of time than usual. But the substance of it was not something that, you know, Dems should be thrilled about. It was still, you know, pretty much nothing but the wave tops, and those wave tops, as you pointed out, in large measure, were not accurate.
You know, Stephen, I'll leave it with this, and you can take the last word here, but it's just disrespectful to the American people to lie in their face for 90 minutes and then take a victory lap as if somehow you've done something wonderful. It's just so disingenuous, and it's all things wrong with politics.
Well, it is. It is insulting, but, you know, if your administration's success, doing air quotes on the radio is so silly, but if in that your definition of that success, you have to just repeatedly say what's not the truth. And then if you say it long enough, you hope that the press and the public will go, what? You know, yeah. No, it's this.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there going, no, it never was that. That's just not true.
Right.
You know, I guess you just keep going with what you think worked.
All right, Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation. Switching from that, CNN now has a headline, and maybe you can explain it to me. I don't understand it. Russian invasion of Ukraine is now a, and air quotes, production war, NATO official says. What's a production war, Stephen?
They're referring to who can make more bombs and bullets faster. And, you know, that is Russia going to run out of ordnance? Or will Ukraine run out on ordnance? In Ukraine, there's the extra step there in that they're not making the stuff themselves. They make some things in there. They you know, alter things and tweak them. But for the most part, everything they're getting, every weapon system and the rounds that come out of them, whether they're just bullets or, you know, guided missiles, are all made elsewhere by other countries.
Right.
And will those countries, one, be able to continue to make this stuff at a rate that allows them to give it to the Ukraine and have enough for themselves, and this includes America, and will they be able to get them to Ukraine fast enough to make a difference? So a production war is actually an accurate statement. CNN doesn't do that often. I'm proud of it. They got that right. Yeah. But, you know, the Russians are making it themselves and moving it across their own country up to the front. Right. They get stuff from other countries, from China and Iran, and maybe from North Korea now. But, you know, they have a shorter and more reliable supply chain than Ukraine does. So that's the rub. This is a long-term, grind-it-out kind of conflict. Not going to be over quickly. And manufacturing capability and the wherewithal or the willingness to continue to provide that stuff is going to get out first.
All right, Bucci, I got a million more questions, but I got to go. We're out of time. Stephen Bucci, follow him on Twitter. That's it for me. Wayne Allen Root is in here in a mere matter of minutes. Stick around. It's the USA Audio Network. Raw and filter.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.